Today we're going to address one of the Yesoidistika questions which everybody who learns Parshas Shelach Lecha comes across, which is, and the question is so Shreit Haros from Zichalein, it's just so obvious, how could it be that the Meraglim, who the Torah tells us they were great people, Rushei B'nai Yisrael Hema, how could it be that these people should speak Lashon Hara, and not only speak Lashon Hara, but to say that the Nephilim are so powerful and so strong, the Rabbi Nishlodim Kaviyuchel isn't strong enough to take them into Eretz Yisrael? They'd all witnessed the Eser Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, and all the Nisim in the Midbar. So how could it be that now they should suddenly say, the Boishim was so powerful, did all these Nisim, he can't bring them into Eretz Yisrael? And when they said this, tells us the Torah, that everybody cried, and Rashi tells us, the Roshei Sanhedrin, even the Sanhedrin cried. So this is a question which many, many Meforshim ask. And there are a number of different Mahalchim how to answer this question. And today, I want to share with you the words of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, he asks this question. And in his Sefer Shmiras Halushin, at the back of the Sefer, he writes, Be'arichas, an answer on this question. But first, I just want to say as a Hagdoma, a famous saying from Reb Aaron Kalin, Reb Aaron Hagudel from Kalin, a very famous saying, which is very important, an important lesson in life. Reb Aaron Kalin used to say as follows, Atzvus, depression, is nishken aveira. It's not written anywhere in the Torah, it's forbidden to be sad, it's forbidden to be depressed. Atzvus is nishken aveira. But the aveiros which atzvus can cause, cannot cause the greatest aveiros. Simcha is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be besimcha. There's no chiyuv. Yes, the apsikim, ivdis Hashem besimcha, and so on. But there's no chiyuv that one has to be besimcha. Simcha isn't a chiyuv, it's not an obligation. But that simcha can cause, can awaken in a person, cannot the greatest mitzvahs awaken in a person. When a person is besimcha, he's feeling good about himself, he's feeling happy, then he's motivated to do things. He's motivated to try harder. When a person is feeling sad, depressed, upset, low, then they just give up, can't be bothered, leave me alone, I'm not interested. So that what atzvus can cause, depression, sadness, can't cause the greatest of it. This is what Reb Aaron Kalina said. Now, says the Chofetz Chaim as follows. When a person learns Parshas B'Shalach, he's taken aback. How could it be that these great people should genuinely believe that Kaviyuchel somehow the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wasn't powerful enough, wasn't strong enough to take us into Eretz Yisrael? How can it be? So says the Chofetz Chaim these words, Uchein kashen isboinen heitev. When we're really going to be misboinen carefully, Nimsa shekolze hatuas shel hamaraglim, we will realize that this mistake, this terrible mistake of the maraglim, nimsa gam etzleini. We all have inside us the same shoirish, the same problem which caused the downfall of the maraglim, is what unfortunately affects even in every one of us. How can this be? So says the Chofetz Chaim as follows. The Yetzer Hara never sleeps. He's always plotting. He's always trying to cause us just to give up or to do something wrong. How does the Yetzer Hara do this? What is the strategy of the Yetzer Hara? He works on one of two different fronts. He has two basic methods, says the Chofetz Chaim. Number one is gava. He tries to tell a person, you don't need to listen to your parents, you don't need to listen to your teachers, to your rebbes, because you know it all. Nobody can tell you what to do. Nobody can dictate to you. You're Mr. Perfect, Mrs. Perfect. You understand better than everybody else. Don't listen to anybody else. You know it all. And he tries to make a person think that they are so important that they can do what they like, how they like, when they like. This is the derech of gava. But we all know it's forbidden for a person to be about gava. Toivas Hashem kol gevalev. So when the Yetzer Hara sees that a person is not listening to him, because we know gav is a terrible thing. I don't know it all. I've got to listen to other people. Ah, so the Yetzer Hara sees he can't catch you out through the derech of gava, so he goes to the opposite extreme. And he tries to push a person down, to make them feel worthless, to make them feel a nobody. You are a nobody, and nothing is ever going to become of you. You're a good for nothing. You're never going to understand. You're never going to learn. You are a total and utter write-off. You are a nobody. And because we're supposed to work on our anova and to be humble, and because the truth is we don't know it all, so sometimes, unfortunately, Yetzer Hara is very much sliach in this strategy when he tries to tell us that we are not perfect and we don't know it all and we have many shortcomings and we aren't the great tzaddikim which we would like and pretend that we should really be. And when the Yetzer Hara sees that he's getting through to us, he tries even harder and harder. And the result of that is that a person then just gives up. Because there's no point in me trying anyway. Why should I try for? There's no point. I'm never going to learn anyway. I'm never going to understand anyway. Nothing's going to anyway become of me. So I might as well enjoy myself. What's the point of it all? I should just work myself for nothing. For who? For what? And this is how the Yetzer Hara then is matzliach to push the person down until they just end up giving up. Says the Chofetz Chaim, this is what caused the downfall of the Meraglim. The Meraglim came to Eretz Yisrael, and they saw there the Nephilim, the B'nai Anok. They saw these massive, massive giants, which B'derech HaTeva, there was no way in the world that they could ever defeat them through natural warfare. So you'll say, so what's the problem? The Boi Shem is going to perform Nisim for us. Boi Shem is going to perform Nisim like by Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, like by Kriyas Yom Suf. Let them be as tall as they want. Who cares? What's the difference? Says the Chofetz Chaim. The Yetzer Hara came to the Meraglim and said, you see, there's no way we can conquer Israel B'derech HaTeva. The only way is if the Boi Shem is going to perform for us Nisim. Ah, Nisim? We need to be worthy of those Nisim. If we're not worthy of those Nisim, the Boi Shem is not going to do it. So let's make a Cheshben HaNefesh and see, are we worthy of all these Nisim? So, it came out of Mitzrayim, that had Kriyas Yam Suf. But let's have a look what had happened since then. There'd been a terrible story of the Egel HaZov. And just last week's Pasha, the Yidden were complaining. They were fed up. They don't like the mon. They were complaining. They want to eat meat. They were grumbling all the time. If they were grumbling and they were rebelling, so then they can't expect that the Boi Shem is going to perform for them Gevaldig Nisim. So they came back from Eretz Yisrael and they said the situation is hopeless. Chuzok hi mimeni. They are too strong for the Reboishim to take a sin. Not that the Reboishim can't perform those nisim. I've added the Reboishim can. We are not worthy that the Reboishim should perform such nisim to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore tells us the Pusik, Vatissa kolho eida koilam, that the whole eida lift up their voice and they cried, says Rashi, who's this? The Rushe Sanhedrois, the heads of the Sanhedrin. Because the greater a person is, the more they see their shortcomings. Valderech Zeh writes the Sfasemis. There's one Pusik in the Pasha where we see where the Meraglim voiced their own feelings about themselves. The whole parsha is what they reported back, what they'd seen, these massive giants. But there's one place where they revealed and they said as follows, Vanehi be'eineini kechagovim. We were in our own eyes, kechagovim, like grasshoppers. V'chein hoyini be'eineihem. And this is how we were in their eyes. We felt like we were grasshoppers. And this is how they regarded us. Zuk des Fasem is a gewaldige insight. Bishloime, that they said, that the giants viewed them as grasshoppers, that we understand, because in comparison, they were like grasshoppers compared to these massive giants. But what did they mean when they said, Vanehi be'eineini? In our eyes, we regarded ourselves like we were grasshoppers. Says the Sfasemis, hear the Meraglim let on what they were thinking inside them. Not only did the giants and the Nephilim regard us as grasshoppers, we regarded ourselves as grasshoppers. We felt we are nobodies. We are like a little grasshopper compared to them. Why do you look at yourself as a grasshopper? One thing, they regard you as a grasshopper, but you know you're not a grasshopper. But this is what happened. The Meraglim, unfortunately, they felt themselves, we are nobodies. We are grasshoppers. Now, when you decide in your mind that you are a grasshopper, so therefore, of course, you give up. I'm a nobody. I'm a grasshopper. And this, says the Sfasemis, this was the downfall of the Meraglim. Today, unfortunately, many people suffer from this Chagovim syndrome. They look at themselves, I am a nobody. I'm a grasshopper. What do you want from me? I'm a nobody. This is the downfall of the Meraglim. This is why, explains the Rebbe, Reb Mendel Rimnava, why Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal specifically for Yehoshia. Ko Yoshiacho Me'atzas Meraglim. He changed his name from Hoshea to Yehoshia. And he was mispalo. Ko Yoshiacho Me'atzas Meraglim. Tells us the Targum that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw in the Sonise, when he saw the humility of Yehoshia, Kura Moshe Loshea Banin Yehoshia. Explains the Rebbe Reb Mendel Rimnava. Why was he misspelled specifically for Yoshia and not for Kulev? And what does the Targum mean when he saw the humility of Yoshia, he felt he had to be misspelled for him? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't worried about Kulev. Kulev possessed a very, very strong self-esteem. He wasn't worried. V'avdi Kulev Ekev Hoysa Riach Acheres Imoy. Kulev argued with the Meraglim. He showed them he's not listening to them. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't worried that Kulev is going to give him to the Meraglim. However, Yoshia was somebody who was a natural unav, somebody who was very humble. Now, there's a very small line, a very small difference between emesa anova and false anova. Emesa anova, explain the Foshim, is not a person who looks at himself as I'm a nobody. The Gedolim knew who they were, but they were still humble because they looked at themselves that from me is even more is expected. I could do even more. I could learn even more. I could go even higher. So they knew who they were, but they were humble because they felt that they hadn't lived up to their full potential. Didn't mean they looked at themselves as nobodies. That's emesa anova. False anova is when a mensch gives up and says, I'm a nobody. Yehoshia was a unov. But there's a very small line between true anova and false anova. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt that Yehoshia Benin was at risk. He was at risk because of his gevalti gemida of anova. So he was mespalel, ko Yoshiacho matzas meraglim. We know the meraglim came back. It was Leil Tisha B'Av. And when they came back, shteit in the pusik vayivki ha'om balayla ha'hi. Klal Yisrael cried balayla ha'hi on that night. What's that night? The night of Tisha B'Av. And tells us Rashi, ba'oysa shul at that moment was nigza aleim chorban habayis. That's when Tisha B'Av became fixed, as this is going to be the day of the chorban Beis Hamikdash. Shaharei b'leil Tisha B'Av buchi, because they cried on that night. Homa kadosh baruch hu, said the Rabbeinu shel Olam, heim buchi b'chia shel chinam. They cried the b'chia shel chinam for no reason. Vani ekvalehem b'chia l'doyrois. I'm going to be koveya for them, a b'chia for all generations. Ask the Meforshim, what's the connection? Because this story happened to be on Tisha B'Av, and they cried then a b'chia shel chinam for no reason. Says Rabbeinu Shem Midah keneged Midah. There's going to be a Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and it's going to be a b'chia l'doyrois. What's the connection? I once heard or I once saw a pshat as follows. You want to know what is the shoyrish, what caused the Chorban Beis Hamikdash? Why did the Yidden go downhill and end up doing Averus, which caused the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed? The answer is because they didn't believe in themselves. I am a nobody. Nothing's going to become of me. And therefore, they just gave up and they just went downhill and did all types of Averus, which resulted in the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed. Said the Rebbeinu Shem, if you are crying a bechina shel chinam, a bechia because you look at yourself as chinam, as worthless, if that's how you view yourself, that you are worthless, what's going to be is, there'll be a bechia l'doyrois. So this is, unfortunately, this is, says the Chofetz Chaim, this is what has caused the downfall of the Meraglim. And this, if we will be honest with ourselves, we will see in every generation we are suffering from Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. And especially in our generation, as we know, for whatever reason, it's unfortunately very prevalent and very common that many, many people suffer from low self-esteem. They don't believe in themselves. They feel, who am I? What am I? Nothing can become of me. I once heard a drusha from a Chushev Aruv, and he said over the following story. There was a Rosh Hashiva, and this Rosh Hashiva was collecting the whole year. He was always traveling, always on the go, traveling, collecting money for his yeshiva. And he went once to the Chazon Ish, and he said to the Chazon Ish, Rebbe, I'm a Rosh Hashiva, and I've got a yeshiva. I'd like to give she'irim to the Bukhram yeshiva, and I can't, because I'm on the go the whole year. I'm constantly traveling from A to B, never sleeping in the same place for more than a few days, and I've got to go up, move again, travel from here to there. Why is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing this to me? The Chazon Ish said to him a very strong statement. We know that somebody who's a hoireg nefesh b'shoigeg has to go into gulas. Somebody who kills another person by mistake is chayiv gulas. Said the Chazon Ish, perhaps there was a bucha in your yeshiva who needed to hear from you a bit of encouragement. He needed to be uplifted a bit, to believe in himself. And you didn't give him that encouragement. And because of that, he just gave up and he decided that the yeshiva's not for him, learning is not for him, and he packed his bags and off he went. Is that not a hoirig nefesh b'shoigeg? Perhaps this is why you have to go and travel around the world. Because perhaps you were guilty of this aveira. Today, everybody needs to hear words of encouragement. Words which uplift. You're a great person. Things are working out fine. Don't look at yourself in such a negative way. You're doing great. You're doing fine. You're amazing. Not just from rebbes and teachers, but even from friends. Say a gitvot to your friend. Give them a smile. Say something positive. Make them feel good about themselves. This is our avoda. A bucha once came to the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, and he told him, Rebbe, I'm torn because I'm struggling with Yiddishkeit. I'm really struggling, have many questions and things which are really troubling me. Perhaps the Rebbe can give me some chizuk. So the Ger Rebbe opened the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kif Yites, Kol ha'oyne omen yehesh me rabba, v'kol koichoy, koirin loy gezadinoy. Anybody who says yehesh me rabba, v'kol koichoy, which means, with full kavuna, koirin loy gezadinoy, the Rebbe Shmuel will rip up a gezadin, which was decreed against him. Om Rebbe Yochanan, said Rebbe Yochanan, afile yesh boy shemetz shel avoyde zura, moichlim loy. When we're speaking about the Boishim, we'll rip up a gzadin. It's even somebody who has unfortunately gone so downhill, memtesh sharitime, he was even something to do with avodah zorah, he was nichshel in such an aveira. Said the Ger Rebbe, this bucha, tell me, what do you see from this Gemara? What's the message that you can take from this Gemara? So the Bucha said, I see from here the power of Omen Yehesh Merabba. Look how powerful Omen Yehesh Merabba is. That even somebody is a Memtes Sharetimah, if he says Yehesh Merabba with full kavuna, the Boishim will rip up the Gzadim. You see, unbelievable power of Omen Yehesh Merabba. Said the Beisul, true, yes, but I take out from this Gemara another lesson as well. That even somebody who's on Memtes Sharei Timur is capable of saying Yehesh Merabba B'chol Kavunusoi. Don't give up. You might be a Memtes Sharei Timur. You tell me you're struggling. You're not managing. Even such a person is still capable of saying Yehesh Merabba B'chol Koichoi B'chol Kavunusoi. Don't write yourself off. Nobody is a write-off. This is an important lesson for everybody to remember. The Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Avos, Beferish Mishnah, Al Tehi Rosha Bifnei Atzmacha. Don't regard yourself as a Rosha. Why not? L'chore, isn't that what being an Onav is all about? So as we explained before, it isn't. No. And says the Rambam, L'tachzik asmecho barusha waino shemitoich kach atoyotze letarbus ro'o legamri. Because if you regard yourself as a rusha, you'll end up behaving as a rusha and you'll go totally off the derech. So don't regard yourself as a rusha. Which is why, when we learn Masechtas Avos, we always start with the lushan of Chazal, Kol Yisruel Yesh Lehem Chaylek La'olam Habo. Because Masechtas Avos is Missa. So if you're learning Missa, Chazal were worried that you're going to learn Missa and then you're going to look at yourself and say, oh, I'm such a terrible person. Look how far away I am from all these things, how I should be behaving, what I should be doing. I'm a terrible person. So when we learn Masechtas Avos, we have a Hakdoma. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chaylek Loilam Habo. Afterwards, we learn more of this. Yes, of course, everybody can improve. And we have to improve. And we must improve. But we need to know our own self, Chashivas. The Rebbe Rabbinim Fim Peshischa used to say that everybody needs to have two different middas in front of him. On one hand, we have to remember what Avraham Avinu said, V'anochi Ofa V'Efa. That's on one hand. And on the other hand, we need to always remember, Bishvili Nivra Ho'olam. The whole world was created only because of me. That's how important each and every one of us are. We need to view, each and every one of us need to view ourselves, I am the most important person in the entire world. Bishvili Nivra Ho'olam. We don't want you to become a Balgava. So remember at the same time, V'anochi Ofa V'Efa. But it's not a contradiction. We need to have both things in front of our eyes. And we need to also remember Bishvili Nivra Ho'olam. The Shem Meshmiel writes in Parshas Yisroel, Tufre Shain Hei, in the name of the Rizal, the following words. Matsusi B'Shem Ho'arizal. I found it written in the name of the Rizal that the Ikka downfall of a person, Ikka chisurim ba'udam, she'enoi make malois nafshoi. He doesn't recognize his own capabilities. We don't recognize ourselves, our own potential that we have. Zuk Darizal, because if we would really recognize our own capabilities, Mahi imam alusoi, lahoya efsha lovoi lidei avera. We won't stumble, we won't do averas. It's because we fail to recognize our own averas. The Chazon Ish writes in a letter to somebody, Ve'ilai nuchen hoya yoisa. Perhaps it would be more correct, shahoya b'chom min hagava, that you should have a bit of gava inside you. Although we know the Tzurim always speak, gava, the worst thing, the worst thing. Writes the Chazon Ish to somebody, I think it would be correct that you should have, he calls it gava, we would call it, believe in yourself, self-esteem. Shehoy b'chum min hagava, leman lilchoyim neged ho'aifus, v'ho'atzlis hativi. In order to fight against, and to overcome, the natural tiredness, I can't. You know, lots of us wake up in the morning, I just can't, got no koyach, just leave me alone, I can't. This is a natural instinct that the Rebbeinu Shem has put into us, and the Masis Yeshurim speaks about it, Ba'arichas, because we are created from off of the Efer. Right, since Shum, we have inside us a natural, he calls it kevedus, a heaviness. So hard to get off the chair. You're sitting nicely comfortable in the chair. Somebody asks you, will you just come and help me? Oh, you're so comfortable. It's hard to get out the chair when it's raining outside, it's hot outside. Leave me alone. I can't, I'm not able to. It's just a natural human behavior of kevedus, of heaviness, not managing. Zukta Chazon Ish, perhaps it will be correct, you should have inside you a gava, believe in yourself, to overcome this natural tiredness and this laziness, this inbuilt laziness. V'zeh bechlal b'shnei yitzorecho. Says the Chazon Ish, we know, Chazal tell us, v'ahavtas Hashem lekecha b'chol levovecho. Tell us, Chazal, why does the Pusik say levovecho with two base? It should say b'chol libcho. Tell us, Chazal, b'chol levovcha refers b'shnei yitzorecha. You have to serve Hashem, not just using your yetzer hatoiv. You need to serve Hashem using the yetzer hora as well. How do you serve Hashem using the yetzer hora? Well, the word is, the Chazon Ish, sometimes you need to have a bit of extra gava. Believe in yourself. Use the tools of the yetzer hora, the gava, to overcome your natural laziness. V'achshav, and now says the Chazon Ish, sha'ata in the Son, you are very humble and you don't believe in yourself. Ein choloichem, you don't fight. Ele beyetzah toiv, only using the yetzah toiv. You're not using your yetzah hora at all to serve Hashem. So this is what we need to do. We need to fight using the yetzah hatoiv and the yetzah hora to believe in ourselves. We're capable of great things. We're capable of getting to great madregas. Don't allow yourselves to be conned into not believing in yourselves. And Chazal tell us, Eze usha hasameach bechelkoi. Who is a true rich person? Somebody who's sameach bechelkoi. So we, most before, should always understand this relating to financial things. Even if you don't have much money, be sameach bechelkoi. But the Sfasemis and the Sefer Menicha v'Kedisha, was a Talmud from Reb Chaim v'Lozhner, quotes in the name of the Vilna Gaon, V'da she'shamati b'shem Hagro, I heard in the name of the Vilna Gaon, she'gam b'milad d'shemaya tzurach liyos sameach b'chelkoi. Avada, everyone's got to try the hardest, try the best. But once you've tried your hardest, and you tried your best, and you didn't get 100%, don't allow the Yetzer Hara to tell you, you're a failure, you're no good, nothing can come of you. You should be Sameach Bechelkoi. I've tried, this is what I'm capable of, I'm proud of what I've done. Might not be 100%, it doesn't matter. You've tried your best, that's all the Rabbeinu Shloim wants of us. So this is the lesson that we need to take out from the Pasha of the Meraglim. Reb Moshe Feinstein writes as follows. Reb Yishlom told Kulev, although the Meraglim and all the Dor HaMidbar weren't allowed to go into Yisrael, Va'avdi Kulev, Ekev Hoyser Riach Acheres Imoi, because he behaved differently, Va'yamala Acheroi, and he listened to me, Va'avi Oisev El Horetz, I'm going to bring him to Yisrael, Asher Boshoma V'zaroi Yerushen. And he and his children are going to go into Israel, get a Nachal Israel. Why? Because Ekev Hoyser Riach Achesimoy. He stood up to the Meraglim and he argued with them. Asked Reb Moshe, it's true Kulev argued with Meraglim, but he wasn't successful. They didn't listen to him and ordered Klal Yisrael. So he didn't achieve anything. What did he achieve? Absolutely nothing. So why is the Moshe praising Kulev so much? Ekev hoyser riach acheresimoy. At gezuk Reb Moshe Feinstein, many people again fall into the same trap. They think it's all or nothing. So if he didn't succeed, it was nothing. Says Reb Moshe, Kulev did succeed. For how long? For 1 minute. For 30 seconds. When he got up to speak, they all fell silent. Let's hear what Kulev's got to say. Till he finished speaking. Then they all started arguing with him. But for 1 minute, for 30 seconds, everybody was quiet and listened to him. That 1 minute is also an achievement. It didn't last very long, but it's an achievement. Tells us the Torah, the Boishim said, Kulev, because he succeeded for 1 minute, that they weren't arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, for that 1 minute, he gets schar. Some years ago, Rav Falk, Zeicher Tzaddik Lerucha, came to Manchester, and he gave a drusha, and I remember one story which he said stuck in my mind. He said of a story of the Koyme Mir Serov. Koyme Serov's name was Rabbi Yomim Mendelssohn, was a great tzaddik. And many stories about the Moishav Koyme Mir with the Shmita, with many well-known stories. Now, around the kibbutz Koimamias, there's quite a few non-from kibbutzim. And these non-from kibbutzim heard that the Rav of Koimamias is considered a great Rav and a great tzaddik. So they asked him, they would like that this Rav should please come to their kibbutz and give them a drusha, a talk. He didn't feel comfortable going to this kibbutz because these people not even Shomer Shabbos, they don't keep anything. So what's he got to speak to them? But they asked him again and again. And each time he refused. Until it was becoming already a bit uncomfortable. They were asking him, come and teach us some Torah. And he felt it was a waste of time. They're not keeping anything. It's just dumb. It's dumb a talk for the sake of talking. What's the point? But he didn't know. Perhaps he should give in. They told him, we'll put a mechitza down the middle. So you don't have to worry. So he went to the Chazon Ish to ask the Chazon Ish, should he go or should he not go? Said the Chazon Ish, you should go and you should talk to them. Not because your words are going to have any impression on them whatsoever. It's going to make no impression. They're not going to listen to whatever you tell them. But you know why should go? Because in that 1 hour or half an hour, whatever it is, that you're going to speak to them. So they're going to be sitting separate, men and women. They're not going to be eating any tray for food. They're not going to be doing any avayas. So for that 1 hour, that half an hour, you are saving those people who'll be there from doing anything wrong. That in itself is alone worth going to speak to them. Just to save them for that half an hour, for that 1 hour. It's not a question of all or nothing. A person has to do their hardest, try the best. And then when one tries, one sees gewaltige siyata deshmaya. And that's what we need to learn from the parsha of the Meraglim. To believe in ourselves and to know that if we try our best, habu letahe, mesayin oisoi, is gewaltige siyata deshmaya, omen ken yirutzoi.